B-Pod Studios.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
On Hot 96.9.
Pebbles, this is why you should try an edible.
Uh-oh.
Excuse me?
This is why you should try an edible. It's a great story right here I have of an NBA player who... Well, I'm just going to cut to the end part. He got suspended. But anyway, that's not the funny part about it. He apparently was on a plane ride with his team. They had a big game coming up, and he decided to take an edible. And the thing about, you know, when you don't... If you've never taken an edible before, or if you're trying a different kind of edible, sometimes it's hard to determine dosage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe it's a lollipop, and you're thinking to yourself, "Well, right, a lollipop. I just eat the. I love lollipops. I'll eat the whole thing." Might not be the wisest thing to do the first time. You might only want like a quarter or half of that lollipop. Yeah, depending on your tolerance level.
So, which too, there's also different kinds of edibles too. I've learned.
Yeah.
Like, there's some that will get you to feel happy. Some will make it to help you fall asleep.
Oh, yeah.
Some will get you super, super amped.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like you need to determine how you want to feel based on the type of edible you take.
There's the indicas, the sativas.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know.
Yes.
A friend of mine told me this. But anyway.
But that's important to know.
Yeah. So he's on the plane. He has an edible that he's not familiar with. Apparently has a little bit of a panic attack.
Oh, damn.
He's trying to escape the plane.
Stop it!
He didn't get off the plane, though. That's a good thing about it. They ended up landing and waking him up because he passed out. But anyway...
Well, sure. Why not? Let's try it.
But it's still a funny story. That's why... Listen, you know what it is? You got... And Leroy, you can back me up on this because...
I don't know.
We've had a couple incidents with Leroy where this happened.
Known to disappear.
You just got to get through the panic stage. Once you get through the panic stage, it gets fun.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone who has a good story. Everyone has that crazy story. And that's why I'm like, I am good.
The crazy stories are what make it fun.
I'm good.
Last year for a holiday party, I gave Leroy some stuff, right? And we ate at a restaurant. We're walking over. I give him the stuff. We get to the holiday party. Leroy, within 5 minutes, left. Didn't tell anybody.
I remember that.
Somehow in that 5 minutes, every person at the party had an encounter with him because they all literally asked me, they're like, "Where's Leroy?" And I'm like, "You saw him? I haven't seen the dude. He left within 5 minutes." Like, what happened, Leroy?
I was trying to find somebody at the party that would kind of hold me up,
yeah,
and hold me down. But you know, it wasn't happening, so I left. I ended up walking. I was out there walking for a minute. Well, I don't even remember
where I ended up
at a friend's house. So, yeah.
Well, can we talk about the time that I found Leroy walking in circles in the rain in the parking lot?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, "Do you want a ride home?" Yeah.
If you, like Ramiro said, though, if you can get through that panic stage, you're good. You're good. Yeah. So, Pebbles, when is it going down? Yeah. What's up?
No Nut November for me.
What kind of edible should we give Pebbles?
Oh, man.
Like, which one would be fun to watch her on?
I think
exciting one, right? The one that gets you like...
Oh, sativa. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Otherwise,
so
she'll just fall asleep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Leroy, are you on the side of her doing it? Because all your stories seem to be pretty bad.
Exactly.
Are you on the side of
her?
Because you know what it is? When you panic, you live out your panic moments. I panic in my head. In my head, I think of the most ridiculous. What if this building catches on fire right now? I won't be able to get out of here.
Right, right, right.
What if something crazy happens? What if an emergency happens and I have to drive really quickly somewhere?
Right.
But I don't act it out. It's just mostly me standing somewhere, freaking out in my head, and then I go into the laughing stage. You hit the panic, and it gets physical.
Yes, it gets very... Now that you got me thinking, Pebbles, nah, leave it alone.
Leave it alone.
Knowing you, leave it alone. Leave it alone. Don't do it.
So we got to get some funny stories here about...
Oh, there's good ones out there.
I was so high in an edible one time that I blank. I have a friend who told me that he got so high one time that he goes, "I freaked out. I shot out of..." He took it for his son's birthday party, which wasn't smart. He thought he was going to chill. He said, "I started freaking out at the party."
apparently he started running around the room in circles.
Stop it.
What?
People were watching him. He goes, I didn't realize what was going on. Apparently, like, his wife was like, what are you doing? He goes, what do you mean, what am I doing? She goes, you're literally just circling the room like you're playing Duck Duck Goose, but you're not tapping anybody in the head.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.